Today's Country and your all-time favorites, 95.1 The Bull. Rob Getz in the bullpen with your community conversation this morning, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, delivering exceptional personalized health care with compassion. Joining me here in the bullpen this morning from Plum Creek Arts Center in Fredericksburg, I have Mary Perraud. Mary, thanks for joining me here today.
Thanks, Rob.
Right, absolutely. So got word that we have another exhibit on the horizon, but first off, we have an open house for that exhibit. Is that right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Our special exhibit right now is by Teresa Hageman-Schmidt. She's a young artist who grew up in St. Lucas area and now lives in Lawler and works in Fredericksburg. She's just an amazing artist. Her exhibit has been up for a couple of weeks and will be in the gallery until the end of March. So people could come in and see it any of our open hours. But this weekend we're having a special open house for her, and we hope that all of the people who know her and would like to see her work will come in between 1 and 3 and share cookies with us and meet Teresa, talk to her about her work. She has some really amazing little earrings that are made of clay and are in beautiful colors. They're so fine. I don't know how she does it. And then she also has some, I think they're paintings or drawings that are on the wall that are also really intricate and beautiful.
So just a little bit of this, a little bit of that she's got for some of her works there on display.
Yes, yes. And then this weekend on Sunday from 1 to 3 will be her open house honoring her.
And for that open house, that's free to attend?
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. And you guys also accept donations as well there at the Arts Center as well?
We do. We accept donations, but entrance to the gallery to see what's there is always free. Mm-hmm. And we sell the work of mostly local artists. We have 60 artists that show their work there, and if you buy something, then that money goes to the artist with a smaller portion to the gallery for upkeep.
All right. Mary Perraud joining us here from Plum Creek Arts Center on 95.1 The Bull with the open house coming up this weekend. What other things do you have coming up there at the Arts Center?
Well, the following weekend, we've invited the teachers, art teachers from the area schools to join us for a brunch, just to get to know them and to talk about what we might be able to do for them or how they might want to be involved. We have gallery space where we can do an exhibit of their students' best works to honor them and expose their work to the public. So we were inviting them to a brunch, not this weekend, but the next Saturday. So we're hoping that some of them will be able to come and just meet us and visit about how we can benefit one another.
Any cost for the brunch?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Once again, Mary Perraud joining us here from Fredericksburg's Plum Creek Arts Center on 95.1 The Bull. Something we've touched base last conversation we had was you guys do offer classes as well at the Arts Center.
Yes, we try to have a wide variety of classes, and every 3 weeks we have a slush and brush class, which is taught by Joan Schultz, and it's kind of for beginners or people who don't think of themselves as artists to learn where to put their brush points to try to copy a painting.
Slush brush. That's the first time I've heard that term.
Well, it's there are a lot of places in the area that do that kind of a class, and they don't have we don't have a liquor license, so. If you would like to bring a little wine, you can do that for yourself.
A little BYOB, gotcha.
If you're of age, I guess.
Yes, so probably 21 plus we'll make that for that event.
But children are also welcome at the class. But
yes, of course.
Wine.
Yeah, so more into that month of March, other classes you guys offer as well?
We have one scheduled for the 15th of March that's going to be taught by Nancy Morris. She's a New Hampton lady who is very active with us. She's teaching a class that's free on the care of succulents and how to pot them. Mm-hmm. That's on March 15th. You can keep up with what classes we're doing on our Facebook page, which is Plum Creek Arts Center. And Nancy keeps that up really well. Mm-hmm. We're also planning some other classes that aren't scheduled yet, but one of them is a repeat of the mandala class that was taught by Barb Sowers, and it was popular enough that there was a request for a repeat.
And when, remind us what a mandala is.
Oh dear, it's I don't know, drawing in a pattern of some sort.
Okay, so kind of like what they call those graphs we used to do as a kid with shapes and stuff. Mm-hmm. Something similar of that
like
effect.
That.
Okay, any other classes?
Well, there's been a request for a macrame class. We have a macrame artist who has, shows some of her work in the gallery, and they're very popular things, and we have in the past years had a macrame class, and I have had a request for that. There's a felted egg class that'll be taught by Gail Moen sometime in March.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's porch sign making that'll be taught by Joan Schultz and Keith Kroon in April. And then Dave Preem from New Hampton has volunteered to teach a clay class, but that's not yet scheduled. Mm-hmm. And there's will be an informational, I think, free class on henna tattoos sometime
Ooh.
This summer.
Yeah, that's quite a popular thing, especially at small town celebrations and fairs during the summer. You happen to come across that, so it's good to have that at the Arts Center.
Yes, they come up with a lot of variety that's upcoming, and you can find out what those classes are going to be and how to sign up by going to the Facebook page at Plum Creek Arts Center or our website at plumcreekart.org.
All right. Mary, any final notes before we part ways this morning?
Well, I just hope people will come out and honor Teresa this weekend. She's a young artist, and she just does amazing work.
Okay. Well, we look forward to checking that out again at Plum Creek Arts Center this weekend. We'll have information posted as well at 951thebull.com. So, Mary Perrott, thanks a lot for joining me here on behalf of Plum Creek Arts Center.
Thanks, Rob. We always love to get the word out.
Absolutely. Mary Perrott here on 95.1 The Bull, our community conversation brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center on 95.1 The Bull.